Blog Talk Radio.
True. She needs a little bit of affection to give her the love of mine. She wanna be loved, just wanna be loved. She wants to love.
You exemplify the essence of a queen, simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room, swaying our hips, the earth, stars, and the moon. Everlasting mahogany, photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's euphoria. Raising sons and daughters, both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby, something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
The modern
mermaid Ariel, Hermes, drink over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically, loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl, you should be an essence, maybe ebony or jet, cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, all we see is a bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just a 10 speed, taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful, amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance, I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The modern woman,
yeah,
needs some attention sometimes. She needs a little affection to give her the mind. She wanna be loved, just wanna be loved.
Plan to fight the foretaste, so let me wind and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you, lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternating chains. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and the money got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit, but like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cars flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me, baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny, and you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe, and I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Everybody needs a heart.
Monday woman, shouting out True God Immortal, tweet them at True God Immortal. Welcome to Talk That Talk Tuesday. I'm Bethany, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Big hug to all of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports listeners and supporters worldwide here in the capital city of Jackson, nationally and, of course, internationally. Wow, yesterday I received like an influx of friend requests all at once. And so I thank you, those of you that are spreading the word about the show, because it's talking to Tim Reports, and sharing a link within your Facebook groups also. Because, I love sharing your links and information. So thank you for doing that also. So I was overwhelmed with friend requests, and I was like, oh my God. So I approved like many of them, and then I'm like gradually approving friend requests because I don't want to get accused of spamming, really. So, and I'm sure everybody will be on their best behavior also. So I also recommend you to like the fan page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and you can comment and you can post positive information and vibes at Culture Shock, KULTREENT, Reports, REPORTZ. Yeah, I mean, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, KULTURESHOKENT, Entertainment for short, Reports, REPORTZ. And we can just have a Culture Shock Entertainment Reports party on that page, most definitely also. So like that page, post images, videos, your projects, positive comments. Everything should be positive and, so on. Even things that's not, even when we're promoting important causes that are sad, let's keep things on a positive tone. That's what I'm trying to say, just positive language and positive networking. But like that page and post and interact and network and forever, because I created that page out of demand, but need to definitely take advantage of that outlet to network and to share show ideas and inbox and chat with one another. Okay, so I thank you so much for your support. I'm sipping on some hot cocoa right now, enjoying this Tuesday morning. I know it's afternoon, evening, and night in a lot of places that are listening right now. So I thank you for multitasking, listening to a couple of Shock Entertainment Reports, and either watching or listening to your favorite shows, or just looking. Because I talk to so many of my friends internationally, from the UK to Australia to Malaysia. Wow, everywhere. So it's just amazing. I love networking with you, and I love the comments that you make on my page. I love the private conversations that we have through inbox messages, chatting, and emails, and it's just amazing. Today, you can call in. Call in about 10 minutes. Today, we're talking about, it's a state of an emergency, crime in our community. Now, throughout my research, and I'm always hearing, and we're always hearing, that the crime rate is at its lowest the past 5 years. But sometimes within our own communities, that might be the truth on a national level. And even here in Jackson, there are some crimes that are low, but then there are, when you see just a rash of crimes happening, it's very sad and very disappointing. Like I mentioned recently, that in my area, a lady was robbed and held by gunpoint, sexually assaulted, and raped. And not to mention, in my neighborhood, praise God that recently I don't think that the local grocery store and Family Dollar hadn't been robbed recently. I'm always praying for the businesses in my neighborhood and also the homes and residences also. But it's just sad, when crimes like that, people are trying to make honest living and consumers like going to places that they like to shop at. It's sad when criminals are like that. So, but I applaud by the reports of the crime rate being down and being low. I guess we need to work on getting it at zero. And ironically, those of you in L.A. Had an article in L.A. Times talking about the crime rate is low now. It's at its lowest ever. But Chicago, they have been having a real big problem with the Chicago crime. And like I said, here in Jackson, and I know in nearby metropolitan city, New Orleans, it's an issue also in New Orleans and many other cities and towns and so on. But feel free to call in and just share your thoughts that you feel good about the crime rate being at its lowest the past consecutive 5 to 6 years and or ways to improve crime in your cities and in your neighborhoods and in your communities. I mean, you know, like just a couple weeks ago, my dear friend Arthur Kane, he had a prayer breakfast right here in my neighborhood. He and others are always having marches and so on, asking people to stop the crime. One violent crime, one death is bad. And then regarding the guy that committed the crimes last week and sexually assaulted the woman, the business owner, you know, I feel for the family too, his family. I just can imagine they're devastated also. So that's just an example, but it's just so much. I mean, there's unsolved murders in my neighborhood. This is an affluent, nice neighborhood, but the crime is pathetic. I'm just telling you the truth. And but this is a beautiful city, and it's a safe city, but it's still crime like every other place, you know. Really, we have a very good police department and law enforcement and so on, but still crime. So that's the reason why I mentioned it is a state of emergency. I think in Chicago, it's definitely a state of emergency. Here in Mississippi, it's a state of emergency. New Orleans and other states, yes, it's dropped in some areas. I was just reading a research and story in preparation for the show that Atlanta's crime is also down. But if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. And you all know I love to refer to the AP, Associated Press, part of the Dallas News. And here's something in history. On June 19, 1953, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed at Sing Sing Prison in Ossington, New York. They had been convicted of conspiring to pass U.S. atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. And then in 1999, Britain's Prince Edward married commoner Sophie Rees-Jones in Windsor, England. I remember that wedding. She reminded me so much of Princess Diana. And today is Dirty Dirk's birthday at the Dallas Mavs. He's 34. Zoe Saldana, Donna, actress, is 34. Lauren Lee Smith of CSI is 32. Paula Abdul is 5'0". Kathleen Turner is 58. Poppy Montgomery is 37, and Felicia Rashad is 64. Happy birthday. And today, 1934, the Federal Communications Commission was created. I still have my FCC card when I became a radio DJ, radio personality at WMPR 90.1 back in the early, mid-90s. But 1862, slavery was outlawed in the U.S. And you know, some of my sometimes I see articles and see there's even an author here who's a writer with Washington, author from here, from Mississippi, that is an author from Wall Street Journal who wrote a book about modern-day slavery. And, sometimes I run across articles or online friends who discussed that that there's a modern day slavery culture out there. I would like to know more about modern day slavery. You know, I know some of you say I slave every day. Lord have mercy, but trying to make a dollar. But I mean, literally, sometimes I hear about modern day slavery. Please elaborate. You know, email me, message me, send me info regarding that, about what you mean. You know, I'm not a Miss Know It All. I don't know everything. You can email me at Culture Shock Entertainment at yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT at yahoo.com. That's for everybody, but I want to know more about that topic, honestly. Also, in 1964, this is another historic day. The Civil Rights Act of 64 was approved after 83 filibuster in the U.S. Senate. So, you know, that's some more good history, important history. And shout out to everyone who celebrated Juneteenth this past weekend. And I guess some Juneteenth festivals and celebrations are still going on right now. And the G20 summit is closing down, finishing up. So shout out to the president and all the other world leaders. I want to share some websites here, you know, about the state of Mississippi regarding crime. So it's important for us to do our own research. Before I go into talking about this article that was published in the LA Times yesterday entitled Think You Know About Crime in the U.S., Think Again. But these websites are spotcrime.com/MississippiMS/Jackson. Then there's Mississippi Crime and Punishment Chart, crimeandpunishment.net/Mississippi. Then there's Crime Reports Jackson. You can visit our City of Jackson website, Jackson, Mississippi, JACKSONMS.gov/government/police/crime stats. And then also you can visit disastercenter.com/crime Mississippi. That's MSCRIMN.HTN for Mississippi crime rates from 1960 to 2010. Then there's, I guess this information is for Mississippians and those of you that just love to study history, individual states and U.S. history. It's good to know things. It's good to know about the states, period. Also, and those of you that love Mississippi or traveling to Mississippi, Mississippi Department of Public Safety, /keeping Mississippi safe. Their website is dps.state.ms.us, and then there's Mississippi Coast Crime Stoppers, MSCOASTCRIMESTOPPERS.com. That's for the coastal area. And also you can visit for the Northeast Mississippi, crimestoppers.com, crimestoppersmississippi.com, CRIMESTOPPERS.com. When I finish talking about this article, what I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys, there's a audience that is being proposed on August the 6th by Supervisor Kenneth Stokes, former city council person. His wife is a city council person of his position that he left when he got elected to supervisor at Hines County, Hines County Supervisor. He's proposing a ban on saggy pants ordinance. And the local news channel is asking that question this morning, how people feel about banning saggy pants ordinance. And I'm kind of tickled because my attorney in Dallas, Texas, he like had this idea of creating like a two-in-one where boxers can be attached to denim jeans. And don't have to worry about the pants falling and the underwear falling down. And I thought that was funny. And he was like joking about it. I'm like, seriously, people were really inquire about where they can buy that invention of combining boxer shorts and jeans together. You know, really, people would. But here we are. Let's talk about this article, and then you can call in at 714-490-6614, because I'm not in the chat room, and I don't have my switchboard up yet, because my MyTouch Android, my office in my palm, for some reason it's acting kind of weird. So I need to work on it. I hope I don't have to get it replaced, but I have to be patient on it. I hope I don't have to get it replaced or anything, because there's one thing I don't like having to exchange or wait for a new phone. I like to, you know, stay on it. But I'm looking at the article, and they're showing a sign outside of, on a wall at the 77th Street Police Station in Los Angeles back in 2007, and it says 187 is a numeric code for the crime of murder used by law enforcement officials, and they're talking about how the United States is almost as safe as ever. This article is written by Matt Pearson. It was published just yesterday, but it states in the article that, forget for a moment everything you think you know about the crime rate, because it's probably wrong. The United States is almost safer than ever. According to the latest statistics from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program, the nation's Bible for crime stats, despite the recession, despite joblessness, despite guns and drugs and Al-Qaeda, murder rate, robbery, and assault dropped 4% in 2011. That continues a long fall from violent crimes high in the early 90s. Yeah, I remember the crime stat back then. A plunge that continues to astound everybody. Property crimes have dipped for 9 years straight, too. Higher crime is typically associated with hard economic times, but the grinding economy hasn't stopped the drop. Experts' explanations veer all over the place. We have more cops and new technology, and the data-driven policing renaissance have made them better at policing. Crime is perpetrated mostly by young people, and America's population is on average getting older. The crack epidemic has petered out. More abortions have meant fewer dadless troublemakers. Not kidding, that's a real theory. That's what the writer had in parentheses. Oh, and we have more criminals in jail than anybody else in the world. And that's sad right there. Well, it's good we have criminals, but it's sad that we have more criminals in jail than anybody in the world. It's good that the criminals are locked up, but that's sad right there. Which is perhaps one reason you shouldn't trust these numbers as much as you might. Statistics are notoriously slippery, but the figures that suggest that violence has been disappearing in the United States contain a blind spot so large that to cite them uncritically, as the major papers do, is to conclude in an epic con. Christopher Glasick wrote in a recent issue of N Plus One magazine, uncounting the official tallies are the hundreds of thousands of crimes that take place in the country's prison system. Oh, yeah, because we had an uproar in one of our prisons here in Mississippi a few weeks ago, and a prison guard was murdered, was beaten to death. Very sad. A vast and growing residential network whose forsaken tenants increasingly bear the brunt of America's propensity for anger and violence. Prison raids, murders, assaults. Crime has not fallen in the U.S., Glasick writes. It's been shifted. His article titled Raise the Crime Rate made the equally provocative suggestion that the cost of safer cities has not been worth the hidden cost of uprooting nonviolent offenders from their homes and their families to hide them away in prisons, from where they are more likely to return to the streets jobless and to become repeat offenders, at which point they return to the miseries of prison and the cycle continues. You cannot relieve the suffering of the prison population without increasing safety risk for the rest of us, wrote Glasick. A senior editor at the magazine, and increasing those risks from a moral standpoint is the right thing to do. It sounds controversial. It is, even though the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in. In 2011, for instance, it ruled that California had to release tens of thousands of inmates because crowded prisons had caused needless suffering and death that amounted to cruel and unusual punishment, not a popular position to take, especially in the Golden State. At the same time, America's police forces have been increasingly militarized in many cities. Public safety budgets are often the last to be cut, despite police spending increase of 445% since 1982, according to the Justice Policy Institute. One explanation might be that American voters don't realize how safe they are. We are, for some reason, obsessed with rankings and take a particular shine each year to reports using the FBI's data to rank the most dangerous cities in America. Despite the FBI's annual insistent begging request not to do so, if just for accuracy's sake, cities' reporting methods and accuracy vary. But the gap between perception and reality when it comes to crime has never quite closed. In 1994, when violent crime was at or near its peak, 43% of Americans told Gallup that they'll be afraid to walk home at night. In 2010, the number had only dipped to 37%. Despite statistics showing violent crime had plunged by two-thirds. So, you know, regardless of what the stats say, many of us still don't want to be the next victim. That's just point-blank honest truth right now. Look at TV and not just a CBS wildly popular crime outfits primetime lineup. A 2004 study by Ronald Watzer and Charis E. Cuban-Brin found that people who watched local news with its off sensational if it bleeds it leads attitude were more afraid of crime than those who didn't. Well, media reports, and then also a lot of times in my area, it's word of mouth. Sometimes a lot of crime reports don't even make it to the media. You know, sometimes in my neighborhood, I hear about home invasions that hadn't been touched by the media. But a neighbor might say, did you hear about so-and-so house was home invaded? Door kicked in or something like that. Or a neighbor come by and say, oh, yeah, a home, we had a home invasion. My neighbor's out back a few years back. Home was invaded. You know, and that wasn't news. That was real. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you. And in a competitive media, or not, a lot of you have experienced and know firsthand. A lot of you saying you don't have to tell me anything. I know. And in competitive, media or marketplace of television, newspapers, and the web, you might not be surprised to see greater focus on always popular crime news despite the nation's dropping crime rate, meaning it's increasingly possible that what you see is becoming less and less representative of what life is actually like. Don't believe all this and ask yourself, how many people read this story versus the one about the Miami Face Eater? Which headline will you remember most? Violent crime in America nears its lowest point in generations. Florida police kill naked man as he chews on another man's face. The defense rests, though it probably shouldn't. So that's a good point. That was a very good article. And it really is good for us to continue. The one reason why I shared these websites, because I'm researching, and it's important for all of us to research. So I just wanted to share that information because, you know, we all have our concerns from our local communities to national to international when crime is just all, you know, I commend law enforcement on all levels because the crime rate is down. But we want the crime rate to even get even better, and that's locally in our different neighborhoods, our wards, our cities, our counties, and state level and national and international. You know, just as I am concerned about my friends overseas, they're concerned about us over here. So this is an international thing. So we pray for the violence to stop overall. That's bottom line. So just something to conversate about. I think we have time is about to run out, but the chat room will be open. Because when the live stream is stopped, that's when it's not easy to call in. But you can definitely chat with me in the chat room because I'm getting ready to go in the chat room. And we can continue on. Tomorrow, you know, of course, Matters of the Heart Wednesday. And feel free to call in also. Talk about anything love, anything matters of the heart, dating, relationships, sex, romance, marriage, divorce. I ran across some interesting articles last night. Of course, I'm going to continue talking a little bit more about body image. You all feel free to call in and share your perspective. I love it when you call in on all topics and on all days, but especially on matters of the heart. I love talking about love and romance and so on. Even though I don't have a significant other, I like to talk about the dating, online dating, sex, lack of sex, and so on, you know. Yeah. So we'll talk Wednesday and, you know, on tomorrow regarding all that good fun stuff. Even some of our favorite celebrities have gotten married recently, or engaged and so on. So we can talk about Megan Good and Matt McConaughey, you know, got married recently. So we can just talk all things Matters of the Heart on tomorrow on Wednesday. But I'm getting ready to go ahead and open up the chat room. I see where Arsenio Hall will host a new late night talk show in 2013. And plus, Mike Tyson is going to Broadway. And Spike Lee will be directing him. So that should be a pretty good project, I must say. I am now a part of, I love American Dream. Any of you familiar with American Dream magazine out of Philadelphia? I shout the guys out a lot. Looking forward to them being guests on the show in the near future. I'm a part of their dream team. I'm repping this area. So visit their website at shopamericandreaming.com. Be sure when you make your purchases at that website to enter my name, my full name, not Beth, but Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y. When you subscribe to a year and when you make other purchases also. Okay, so I'll get to also be updating you all on amazing things that American Dreaming Magazine is up to also. So shout out to Chris Johnson and to Brandon Davis. I've been supporting those guys since before the magazine even surfaced. We've been Facebook friends since 2007, 2008, and they have really grind dealing with American Dreaming Magazine and with the RICK Rick Foundation, hard working. So shout out to Brandon, and I'm just delighted to be invited to be a part of this particular program at the front end. A lot of my friends like to use that word, on the front end, because they know how much I love this. I love what they're doing, the efforts, and the magazine is just awesome. So you fashionistas, if you all have never checked out AmericanDreaming.com, check it out, shopamericandreaming.com. And if you subscribe to the magazine or make any other purchases, be sure to enter my code, Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, because that's the way we can track, you know, the sales and also I guess I'll be winning, like, bonuses and being recognized for certain achievements. So thank you so much. And again, just shouting them out and check them out. And if you're not, like the Facebook page and also tweet them at AD_magazine. My cousin Linda's online. I did not know she was online. Oh, I had invited some other friends locally to call in if they wanted to. So we have another 15 minutes. So let's see what cousin Lynn is up to. And we're going to talk more, like I said, today's the last day of spring. And I want to talk more about some summer information also. But next Tuesday we're going to talk some more about summer deals that's going on. Need to talk more about, it's summer starting tomorrow. I haven't even finished spring cleaning. I mentioned that on my Facebook page. Like, hey, wait a minute, I haven't even finished my spring cleaning. So it's early summer cleaning now. So we're going to talk more about all of that. But I feel like I'm forgetting something, but it's time for Cousin Lynn. Yesterday, I did not wish Paul McCartney a happy 70th birthday. And so it was his birthday yesterday. Isabella Rosalina, whom I loved just from back in the day, being a beautiful model. But I love how she has aged, and I love the work that she does now, just a beautiful woman. Roger Ebert turned 70 yesterday also, and plus Columbia Records unveiled its new long plan, which LP 33 1/3 RPM phonograph record, vinyl, in 1948. I didn't mention that on yesterday, and so that excited me because I love vinyl, and, you know, we've done a lot of shows about vinyl and how vinyl records are still popular. I know I love vinyl because it sounds so real. So yesterday was the birthday of the vinyl 33-inch record. So I didn't get a chance to mention that on yesterday. But, oh, yeah, and Roger Clemens was acquitted of everything. Just want to mention that. So let's talk to Cousin Linda and see what's going on in Big D and other places. And Cousin Linda keeps, look, she and I both, I'm all in Dallas news, and she always know what's going on in Jackson. So we took one another because I'm always in Dallas-Fort Worth news. And what's going on? Have you heard about this? And she's always catching me up, going like, what? This is the first I ever heard of the news. What? This stuff could be happening right in my own neighborhood. Cousin Linda would tell me, and she's in Dallas, things I didn't know. She said, I'm not alone. Many of our other of her other friends and relatives over here, sometimes we're just in la-la land not knowing what the heck is going on or anything I know. So I think I'm getting a little bit too comfortable because I'm talking to you all like you're right here in front of me and we're just drinking coffee and tea and whatever. It's noontime in Paris and London, so I'm drinking wine or whatever. But, yeah, Thursday I'm supposed to talk about my friend who is in London. It would be good if she can call in from London. She might be in, I'm not sure, wherever she is because she's everywhere. I don't know where she's usually at sometimes, but she's based in London. My friend Pilly Cortez, she has a film company called WoHo. So on Thursday, we're going to talk about different things, entertainment and fashion news and different hot breaks and story news. But we're really going to talk about Pilly Cortez. You can friend her on Facebook and also like her film company page, WoHo Films, WoHo Films, and she's based in London, and she's an independent filmmaker, she's an actress, and she's amazing. So she also has this new project called a Wave Book, and I will be elaborating about her projects, and maybe hopefully she can be a part of the show if it's via chat message or can call in one or the other. I just want you all to know that. So maybe that's one reason why I've been getting so many friend requests. I've been getting international friend requests from everywhere. But it's time to talk to Cousin Linda, see what's going on. She surprised me. Good morning, Cousin Linda.
Good morning, Cousin Bethany. How are you?
Fine. I didn't have
I've been on since 5:30, and I was going to talk about the crime and everything. And I see the article that you sent about taking back our neighborhoods, Redmond Avenue eyesore.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-mother-in-law lives on Redmond Avenue, and that's a coincidence.
I had no idea, but for some reason, because I know you keep up with WLBT and all the other local channels, and I said to myself, well, she probably seen this story, but Taking Back My Neighborhood is one of my favorite segments that Howard Blue hosts every Monday night. And it just so happened I was interacting with my fellow Republicans on Madison County GOP page, and I ran across that story. Because I was reading the story where Mike Ashby has a new job just last night with Madison County supervisors. They fired their attorney for the Madison County supervisors. And so I was reading this article about Mike Ashby has been hired to be the consultant with Madison County supervisors. So then I saw this about Taking Back My Neighborhood. I was like, oh, I love Taking Back My Neighborhood. And then for some reason, I felt that story would be important to you. And ironically...
Yeah,
And ironically, your ex-mother-in-law lives on that street.
Yeah, I spent some time over there visiting her. And, of course, my ex-husband goes by there all the time. And I talked to her a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you know, when you have lived in these areas all your life and you haven't left, it's still home, even though there are eyesores and crime and everything. You know, you just have to deal with it. But I didn't realize that it was an eyesore. When I'm in Jackson and I'm in that area, I see the problems on Bailey Avenue, but I don't venture down on Redmond, which is right off Bailey. And she's always getting on me for not stopping by. But the truth is I sometimes don't feel comfortable in the area just because I haven't been over there in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to your article, you know, about the statistics claiming that crime is down in the United States. And I was taught when I was in college that you can get statistics to prove just about any point that you want. I don't really think that crime has decreased in America. I think it has increased. And like you were saying, that crime in your neighborhood sometimes goes unreported. I think that's
exactly.
Nationwide. Mm-hmm.
A lot of information I get from a neighbor. Hey, Miss Beth, did you hear about so-and-so's house was invaded, had a home invaded? I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm like, what?
In your upscale neighborhoods and at upscale malls and upscale shopping centers, that crime goes unreported because they know that it's bad for business.
I'm listening.
They want their shoppers to feel comfortable because you're not going to go shop somewhere if you're hearing reports about this person got shot and that person's purse got snatched and this person was carjacked. So you'll avoid those places. So a lot of crime to me is unreported. And I think, because I see you only have a few minutes, I think crime.
We just have about four more minutes.
Yeah, crime is glamorized to me on television and in the movies. You know, you'll see some young, sexy girl with a 45 and she's popping bullets all over the place. And it looks glamorous when you see beautiful people committing crimes, Fast and Furious and Gone in 50 Seconds or whatever.
Right.
And that encourages people to want to do that. I was watching the news yesterday where they had some idiots in, I think, Romania climbing out the moonroof of a car trying to steal something, out of a truck, like a boxcar truck. And this came from some movie. And, you know, you think that people will have the intelligence to discern what's real and what isn't. But you'd be amazed at how people don't think. They see if it's in the movie, they think they can do it. And then the availability of weapons and then our laws permitting people to carry concealed weapons. To me, that encourages crime. You know, it's just one person's opinion. But from what I'm seeing and piecing two and two together to get four, a lot of this comes from the media.
Wow, it sure does. And then also what's said, sometimes, it goes back to what you were saying, sometimes the media might want, what I've noticed, especially here in Jackson, sometimes you might know the media want to report something, but I guess the higher powers that be instructs them not to. I'm saying like local, maybe politicians or local somebody. It goes back to that dollar, what you were talking about. Don't report that story, please, you know, because sometimes obvious media wants to do their part in helping, but then their hands are tied because they've told they better not.
I worked part-time at the Galleria Mall here in Dallas back in the 80s. And there were women being attacked on a frequent basis there, and I didn't know it, and I was working there. And the way I found out was my supervisor.
And you were working there and didn't know? Not even in the mall memo? Not even in the memo?
Well, let me tell you how I found out. My boss didn't want me to walk to my car alone one night when I got off at 9 o'clock. And I told him I had been doing it every night, so what's different about tonight? And he was insistent that I had to wait until he closed the store and walked me to my car. And, you know, there was an argument. There was an argument going on with me and him about that because I had a full-time job I had to go to the next day. And I'm like, I can't stay in it. You know how it is in retail. You might be there an hour later after the store closes.
At midnight.
So I was arguing with him. He locked the door and wouldn't let me out. And I was really about ready to attack him, and then he showed the memo to me. Due to recent attacks by females at the